So let's begin. We got to the end of Samech Amud Beis. Hopefully today's daf is a little bit more manageable. I think it is. The Gemara is six lines from the bottom we got up to. So up until now we've been discussing Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh was where you had Lishma versus Shelo Lishma. So just the two lines to summarize what we did. Anything done in Lishma, of course, is going to be a good carbon. Anything done Shelo Lishma will be a problem. It will be Shinui Kodesh. It's a problem. It will be possible. The question we dealt with, let's say you had Lishma and Shelo Lishma, you had both of those intentions in mind. So then the question was, do we take into account the second statement of Shelo Lishma? Or no, we ignore it. We just said the first thing he said was Lishma. And I don't care if afterwards he said Shelo Lishma. Once you said Lishma, it's good. Or no, we said even Shelo Lishma, even Sof Devar of the end of a person's statement, we take into account, and it becomes the Lishma and Shelo Lishma, which come intertwined, and that's going to be problematic. And that was really Machlokas of Yossi and Rabbi Meir. And all we wanted to do yesterday, we were trying to prove who is the author of our Mishnah. That's all we were trying to bring, various Raya's proofs, who was the author of the Mishnah.
That's most of them, to prove who's the author of the Mishnah,
right? No. The more we saw yesterday, or in general?
In general.
I don't think there's a lot of Gemara's about who is the author, but I don't think most, not most of the Gemara, but there's definitely a lot of it. So the Gemara asks now, this is the first wide line on the Samech Amud Beis, Ibailu. Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shari Mos Hashana. Carbon Pesach that is Shechtu the rest of the year. We say the Pesach Shechtu in the rest of the year is basically a Shlamim. But it was Shechtu B'Shinoi Bailim. It was Shechtu with a different Baal. Not Shinoi Kodesh. Shinoi Kodesh is about the carbon itself. This is Shinoi Bailim with a different owner. Rashi says in the bottom, four lines from the bottom, the Shinoi Bailim Posel. Oh no, that's not the one I wanted. Five lines up. Pesach sheshachtu b'shai mos hashana b'shinoi b'ayla mahu v'lo garsinu lishmo, nothing to do with lishmo or not. Shachtu stam b'shinoi b'ayla mahu, you shecht it. Shal Ruvain haya, it was Ruvain's carbon, but you shachtu l'shem Shimon, you shecht it having in mind for Shimon. Aval lo akar shem Pesach mimenu, you never uprooted the shem Pesach. It was the shem Pesach. I shechted the shem Pesach today on Yudal Edel. It was supposed to be for Ruvain, but I shechted it for, exactly, it was lishmo, but I shechted it for Shimon instead. So is that going to be good or not going to be good? So Gemara says, Shinoi Bailim ki Shinoi Kodesh Dami. Do we say that changing the Baal is going to be like changing the Kodesh, the carbon itself, meaning Umach Shirlei? Just like we said, a Pesach that Shechted Shelo Lishma the rest of the year will be a good carbon, will be a Shlamim. So maybe we'll say the same thing, a Pesach Shechted the rest of the year with a different Baal will also be a good carbon? Or we don't say that. That was the Shiloh. So it's one thing to know, is Shinoi Bailim similar to Shinoi Kodesh? So Amar Papa, Amrisa L'Shmeiser, Papa said this sugya kame de Rava. He said this sugya in front of Rava. And as follows, hold the Shinoi Kodesh post lo bizmana, just like Shinoi Kodesh, let's say bizmana, Erev Pesach, when I'm supposed to bring the Karban Pesach, I change the Shmo, the Kodesh, I say it's supposed to be L'Shamim. That's going to be post lo bizmana, Erev Pesach. And also the Shinoi Bailim post lo bizmana, if I also change the Baal, I have in mind a different owner, Bismano on Erev Pesach, it's going to be possible. So we see there is a connection between Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. So too, Ma Shinoi Kodesh Shepos Lo Bismano Machshir LaAches Mano. So just like Shinoi Kodesh, if I change a Pesach to Shlamim, although it's possible on Erev Pesach, but it's actually kosher the rest of the year. The rest of the year, if I do change Kodesh, if I do change a Pesach to Shlamim, it will be kosher the rest of the year. Af Shinoi Bailim, so too. Shina Bailam should post the Bismana on Erev Pesach. If I change the Baal, it will be possible, but maybe it should be Machshir L'Achar Zmano. But after the time, meaning the rest of the year, if I were to change the Baal, it should be a good carbon, just like if I change the Kodesh, it's going to be a good carbon the rest of the year.
So for Pesach, no, for rest of the year, yes.
Correct. Exactly. That's what the Gemara suggests. So that right now the Gemara equates Shina Bailam to Shina Kodesh. So Vamra Li, but Rava responded to me, says, Rav Papa was telling this over to Rava. Rava says, no. Lo, not true. In Amris B'Shinoi Kodesh, if you're going to allow Shinoi Kodesh to do all these changes, that's different. They're very different. Because Shinoi Kodesh, Shekain P'sula B'Gufo, it's possible B'Guf. The Shinoi Kodesh changes the animal itself. It's inherent P'sul. That's number one. And V'yeshna B'Arba Avodas. Shinoi Kodesh is relevant to all four Avodas. It's relevant if I don't have Lishma for the Shechita, if I don't have Lishma for the Kabbalah, if I don't have Lishma for the Halacha and for the Zrika, it applies to all four major Avodos. And the third thing about unique that's about Shinoi Kodesh is V'yeshna L'Achar Misa. So Rashi explains, what does that mean, V'yeshna L'Achar Misa? Mace, if a person dies, B'no, sorry? Right, no, it's a mace. If the father dies, then the beno may be carbon aviv. The son can bring his father's carbon. Vim shachdo shelo lishmo. If the son shechs it shelo lishmo, lo ala l'shem chove. It doesn't count for the father who's dead now. It doesn't count for the chiv. So it applies, shinoi kodesh will be problematic even after misa, even when the son inherits the carbon to bring it over, shinoi kodesh will make it possible. And the fourth thing that's unique about shinoi kodesh is, Gemara says, v'yeshnu v'tzibur k'biyachid. Also, if a tzibur carbon, you have some carbonos that are for the yachid, for the individuals, and you have other carbonos, let's say the tamid, which is for the tzibur, for the entire klal. So if you were to have shinoi kodesh for the carbon tzibur, that would be problematic. However, but you're going to tell me, Tomar, you're going to equate this to Shinoi Bailim? Shinoi Bailim, which has these four, are not the case. De'ein psul b'gufo. Shinoi Bailim is not an inherent psul to the guf of the carbon. Shinoi Bailim has to do with something external, with the owner. And the second thing, ve'eino barba avodas. It doesn't apply to all four avodos. Shinoi Bailim only applies to the zrika, right? Exactly, only to the zrika. And then the third thing is ve'eino lachar misa. After the death and the son inherits the carbon to bring it over, Shinoi Bailim doesn't affect it anymore. It has no impact out. Shinoi Bailim will allow it to still be a good... There's a long Rashi which explains how he knows that. And the fourth thing is, V'eino b'tzibur k'biyachid. It doesn't apply to tzibur. Rashi says, this is further down the Rashi, almost towards the end of the narrow lines, V'eino b'tzibur, t'l'shem mi yeshna oso, shlo yeh bailov. So he goes on to say that if you have in mind someone else who wasn't part of this seaboard, like you had in mind for a Nachri, a non-Jew, that will not disqualify a carbon seaboard. So we see all these differences, that the Shinoi Bailim is very different than the Shinoi Kodesh, and you cannot equate the two halachos. And the Gemara points out, even though we mentioned four things, even though two of the things, Tarti, two of them are Lav Dafka, are not really good questions. We'll see in a second why they're not good questions. Tartim, Mia, Dafka, however, two of them are Dafka. Two of them are good, relevant questions. So which are the two that are not good questions? Why is Shinoi Baal, when I have in mind for Shimon instead of Reuven, why is that not a Psul Begufo? The Psul Machshava Baalma. Because it's a thought. It has to do with my mind. The Kohen's Machshava. That's completely external to the animal. So comes to Shinoi Kodesh, Name Psul Machshava Baalma. Same thing with Shinoi Kodesh, where I'm changing the Pesach to a Shlomim. That all takes place in the machshava, in the mind of the kohen. That's not psul b'gufo.
What are the four steps?
The four differences are psul b'gufo.
No.
The four avodos.
Yeah, four for the kohen.
Shchita, okay. Kabbalah, holacha, and then zrika.
So in regards to bala korban, so the process of zrika, only then that action refer to who's bala korban.
Right.
In kavana.
Right. So, again, so the Gemara says, so why is it that when it comes to Shinoi Bailim, it's not Psul Begufo, it's not an inherent Psul? Because the Psul is all about the Machshav of the Kohen. It's completely separate from the animal. So, too, when it comes to Shinoi Kodesh, it also all takes place in the guy's mind, the Kohen's mind, whether this is a Pesach or Shlomim, that's also external. So, we see Shinoi Kodesh is also not a Psul Begufo. That's why one of the questions is not a good question. Vesu, furthermore, the opinion we said, after the father dies and the carbon goes to the son now, Shinoi Bailim does not affect it anymore. Ulra Pinchas, however, he says, no, even after Misa, Shinoi Bailim could still be a psul. Michael Mamer, what are you going to say? So two of the questions we knocked out. However, Tarta Mia Dafkanina, we still have two good questions, how Shinoi Bailim are different than Shinoi Kodesh. The two questions are that Shinoi Kodesh applies to all four avodos, Shinoi Bailim only applies to one of them. And the second question was that Shinoi Kodesh applies to even Betzibor, and Shinoi Bailim did not apply to Tzibor. So in the end of the day, you cannot compare the two halachas, they're very different. So El Amar Rava says, so what's the halacha? Is Shinoi Bailim the rest of the year kosher for Pesach or pasul for Pesach? So El Amar Rava, Pesach sheshachdu b'shari mosa shana b'shinoi bailim nase kimish ein lo bailim b'zmano pasul. So Rava said as follows, just this is the statement, that if you do shech the Pesach the rest of the year with shinoi bailim, having a mind for Reuven when it really should be for Shimon, it's done as if there's no Baal at all, as if there's no Baal bismano in Erev Pesach, and a Karban Pesach without a Baal on Erev Pesach is possible, and that's the halacha. In other words, Shinui Baalim will be possible the rest of the year, different than Shinui Kodesh the rest of the year. Okay. Now this next rest of the daf is not as hard as we've been doing up until now. Yeah. It's good to have it hard, but the problem is sometimes when doing daf yomi, you're limited in the time, so sometimes you need a few days to go through each and every single raya and to really appreciate it.
A few weeks sometimes.
Right, I'm not sure for the just for the pashup shot, I'm not sure about a few weeks, but for the Ian could be months sometimes. Okay. Says this new mission announced. Says the mission of Samach Aleph Amun Aleph. Shachdu shlo l'achlov. I shech the Karban Pesach for people who can't eat it. People who are not. Gemara is going to explain a chola or a zakin who can't really eat a kazayas. I shech it for them. Or shlolim nuyav. Part of the halachas of a Pesach, the Gemara is going to explain from the psukim, you need a guest list. For you to be on my guest list, to be part of my Karban Pesach, you have to be counted, included in the beginning. If you're not on the guest list, you cannot take part in my Karban Pesach.
At day two.
What?
At day two, you mean? And if you did it at day one, you signed on together.
Well, let's say Erev Pesach, when I'm shechting the Pesach, I have to have my guest list.
Day one,
exactly. When I'm shechting it. If there's no guest list during the Shechita,
then day two you can't get on
that. Exactly. So again, I shech the Erev Pesach. When the Shechita takes place, I have to know who's on my guest list. Anybody on my guest list could eat the Pesach that night.
You're talking about the Kohen guest list or the guy that brings the Korban guest list?
The guy that brings the Korban, the Baal, the Yisrael.
The funder.
Right.
So he let the Kohen know about who's the people.
Right. So I'm not sure if he has to let him know. There's a discussion, how do you create this guest list? So I just write down. So Rashi and Zvachim says everyone has to pay. You have to be partnerships. You pay a little bit of money.
It's a limited partnership.
Yeah. Exactly. So you have to, everyone has to pay a portion of the Karban Pesach to be partners in this part of the guest list. Chazanish doesn't think that necessarily has to be done that way. He thinks it's enough to simply have a guest list. You don't have to pay for it. But we'll go with Rashi and Zvachim that you have to pay to be paid to be part of this guest list. You need it to... So let's say the Karban was shecht and the Mishnah says shlolim nuyav. You have no guest list. Now, it just simply means that... I don't know how it has no guest list. If you have to buy it, so someone has to have bought it. Let's say it's made hefker. It was hefker.
Maybe it's a gevir, maybe.
So he has own. He just donated whoever wants his Karban Pesach, just come take the Karban Pesach. The Kohen shechted it, but there's no guest list. He just shechted whoever wanted him. That's shalom l'nuyav.
Only for you
say v'yichol,
right?
Hmm?
Whoever wants coming
right.
In.
Yeah. Exactly right. So it was shechted either for people who couldn't eat, or shechted for a zero for no one. There's no guest list. Or la reilim, people who didn't have a bris, who can't take part in the Karban Pesach. Or l'tmeim. All these, if it was shechted for those individuals only, it's possible. Because there's no one there listed who's able to eat the Karban Pesach. That's a pasul shechita, pasul Pesach. But let's say, le'ochlov shlo le'ochlov. Let's say I shecht it for people who are very healthy, who could eat. And on that same guest list, I have people who are sick and old who can't eat that much. Or let's say I shecht it for le'mnuya, for my guest list. But I also had in mind, shlo le'mnuya, people who are not on my guest list. I have a little bit of both. Or the mulam of la'reim. I have on my, I'm shechting it for people who have a bris milah. I'm also shechting it for people who don't have a bris milah. Or I'm shechting it l'tmeim l'torim, people who are tamei and people who are tar. All those cases is kosher because I don't have to have an exclusive list of people who all can take part of it. As long as I have somebody who can partake in the Karban Pesach, regardless of the other people's status, it's a good Karban Pesach. Then the Mishnah says shachtu kodem chatos pasul. You have to shecht it after Bein Arbaim, after Chatzos. If it's shechted prior to Chatzos, it's possible. Shechtu kodem l'tamid. But however, we spoke about a few blot earlier, last week. You're supposed to ideally bring the carbon tamid shel Bein Arbaim in the afternoon. After the tamid shel Bein Arbaim, then you bring the Pesach. So let's say I shechted it before the tamid shel Bein Arbaim was shechted.
What is tamid?
Tamid is every single day. The Pasuk tells us that you're supposed to bring a tamid, it means frequent. Every day in the morning a carbon, and every afternoon a carbon. Every single day there are two carbonos tamid that I brought, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
For no specific designation of this, it's tamid.
Exactly.
It's not for kapara, or that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu or
Right. So the way it's viewed is that these two bracket all the carbonos. The morning one starts off the mizbeach, and the afternoon one ends the mizbeach, and everything in between gets sandwiched in there.
So if the afternoon ends the mizbeach, how do you... make a korban afterwards.
Right. So that's the Gemara said a lot earlier. The special pasuk that Karban Pesach goes afterwards, because Pesach says Erev Ubein Erbayim. That's a special Gzeres HaKasav. It goes after the Talmud, but that's the only exception. So let's say I made a mistake. The Kohen shechted it. He jumped the gun. He shechted the Karban Pesach before he shechted the Talmud. So now he's got a dead goat on the floor, but he has to bring a sheep for the Talmud. So what's he supposed to do? He did it out of order. So the Mishnah says, again, shechdu kodem l'tamid kasher. It's still a good Pesach. You can leave the goat. The goat's still a good Pesach, even though the Talmud wasn't shechted yet. Ubilvad, however, only sheyehei acher mimaris bidamo ad sheyizrak hadamid. Someone has to, when you shecht it, right away, you shecht the goat, you catch the dukabal, you catch the blood. What happens is, if you let the blood sit, so now it's going to start congealing, get hard. So, but you can't sprinkle on the Mizbeach until you've sprinkled the Talmud. So you have a dead Gidi, I have a bucket of blood here, I have to still shech the sheep, and I got to do everything there, this is going to congeal. So a Kohen has to come and just mix it, mimaris it, mix the blood so it stays liquid, while another Kohen shechting that Talmud and sprinkling it. When he's done sprinkling it, then I can take the Pesach and sprinkle that blood on his back as well.
That way you keep a Seder.
Right. But, however, the Mishnah says, Vim Nizrak Kasher. However, let's say I jumped the gun even further. I took the blood of the Pesach and I sprinkled it even before the Talmud. That also works, Bidyevet. So that's all what the Mishnah says. Gemara, well, that's it. A lot. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Ketad shelo la'ochlav. What is an example of someone who cannot eat the food? As we said before, l'shem chola or l'shem zakin. Someone who's sick, someone who's old, cannot eat very much. Ketad shelo l'mnuya. What's an example of a person who's not part of the guest list? Means nimnu alav chaburuzu. He was part of another chabur, another group of people. V'chshachtu l'shem chabur acheres, but they shechted it for a different chabur. It was supposed to be for Reuben's chabur, v'shechted it for Shimon's chabur. That's the case where it's shechted for the people who are not designated. You have to have the exclusive guest list for that particular carbon. Right, close. Let's see. Oh, no, actually, I need this one. Let's switch over now. So says the Gemara, Minahani Mile, how do I know all these halachas about the Menuyov? Says the Gemara, Titan Rabbanon, b'machzes. Bimichsas. What does bimichsas mean? Milame she'ena pesach nishchat ela limnuyav. Michsas, Rashi tells us, four lines from the bottom, michsas apparently means lashon menuyin. He quotes a pasuk, kimo es michsas hayar kachav. Michsas means counted, included. So since a pasuk says michsas in the context of Karban Pesach, you have to be on the guest list, you have to be menuyav to be part of it. Gemara says, yachol shachtel shelo limnuyav. One might think, let's say I shechted it, shalom nuv, I shechted it for people who were not on the guest list. Yehei ko'oral mitzah. It would be like I violated a mitzah saseh, however it's still kosher, it would still be a good Pesach maybe. Okay, I'm supposed to have a guest list, but let's say I shechted it without a guest list. Okay, I didn't do the right thing, but maybe it's still going to be kosher b'dievid. Tamilomar, b'michsas tachosu. The pasuk has a double lashon of michsas and tachosu. And whenever the double pasuk, in the context of kachim, the halach is hakasav shina alav la'akev. Why did the pasuk shina means double sometimes? It means to repeat. Why did the pasuk repeat michsas tachosu? It repeats us to tell us in ma'akev. It's not enough to have a guest list and b'dievet it's okay. You need a guest list. You need a guest list. You really need a guest list. Double. Why double? To tell me without the guest list, it's completely possible.
You have no count.
Exactly. Okay, says the Gemara now. Rebbe comes along, Rebbe Omer, Loshon Sursehu. Loshon Sur, what does Sursi mean? Rashi says Sursi is Arami, Aramaic. Sometimes the Psukim, there are a few places the Psukim use Aramaic. This is one famous one by Lavan and Yaakov, Yahadus Hadusa, where it's referring to a particular place. So Loshon Sursi, what does it mean, Michsas? Loshon Sursi is Aramaic. Ke'odom she'omer lechavero, a person says to his friend, Kosli tleze, kusli, Rashi says, means shachet.
Shchot,
right. The memory, the b'shash shchita tzarech l'hiskavin l'mluyav. What does it mean, michsas? You have to shecht it. You have to, when you shecht it, you have to have a guest list. So let's just look at Tosas for a moment here. Tosas says, Rebbe Omer Lashon Srusi Huze. Omer read, the Rebbe lo poligat Tanakam. He doesn't argue on the Tanakam. He agrees that it's ma'akiv. If you don't have a guest leaf, it's ma'akiv. It's not a good... What's Rebbe doing? He's only coming to explain the words. Dilo pasli ochla v'menu av ela b'shchita. He comes to add, you're right, you need a guest list, but when is a guest list, when is it relevant? It's relevant when you shecht it. If you don't have a guest list until moments before, it's okay. During shchita is when you need the guest list. So there are two halachas we learned from the psukim of michsas tachosu. One thing is the double lashon is without a guest list, the Pesach is possible. And the second thing is through the lashon serusi, through the Aramaic language, it has to take place. You need the guest list b'shas shchita. They're not an argument, they're both in agreement with each other. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says, so ashkachan shlol menuyav. Now we already found the source that if you shecht it without a guest list, it's possible. How do I know the other halach on the Mishnah shlol achlo minalam? How do I know if I shecht it for a nursing home where people can't eat it at kazayis? How do I know that's a possible Pesach minalam? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ish lefi achlo tachosu. The Pasuk says a person eats according to his ability, and tachosu, which means, again, he should be in part of the guest list. Why connect achila tachosu? Iskish ochlin limnuyab. We're connecting the guest list, the minuyin, to the people who are eating. So just like you have to be part of the guest list to be a kosher Pasach, so too you have to have people who are able to eat it to be a kosher Pasach. Let's look at Tosus here. One more Tosus on this.
People that can't eat for some reason cannot get the benefit of bringing korban because they can, you know, they're sick or ill or whatever the reason is.
Right. So they are allowed to eat it. Arel can eat it. A chol and zaken I think can eat, but they're not going to be able to. It's a good question whether they get a mitzvah or not. If they can't eat it kazayis, l'chora there's not a mitzvah sachila. But let's say even you want to say in their case they're ones, so they're going to get a mitzvah for eating whatever small they can, but they cannot allow the Pesach to be kosher. They have to have other people on their guest list who can eat a kazayis. So Tosos says v'ishkash ochlav l'mnuyo. Tosos, who compares the eating and the people who are part of the guest list, he quotes the following question. Tamilari, we had the following shaila. Im kain ma m'nuyov pasli b'dal avodos. Just like the guest list could be passable in any dalet avodos. Meaning, let's say I had in mind during the shechita or during the kabbalah or during the halacha or during zrika, any of the four, I had in mind people who were not part of the guest list. It could disqualify the entire karban pesach. The hayinu shina b'ilim, because what's minoy? Minoy is. I said 1 second. Right, minoy. Now I see a problem when I'm saying this to kasha. But he's saying minoy, he's having a guest list, is the same thing as shinoy bailam. We spoke about earlier, shinoy bailam was why I changed who the owner is, from Reuven to Shimon. So same thing, when I shech the Karban Pesach for someone who's not on the guest list, that's the same thing as shinoy bailam. So we should say that just like the Lemnuyav, when it comes to the guest list, can passel in any of the four avodos, Tosos asks, af ochlin yiftzlu b'dal avodos. So too, if I have in mind for anyone who's not able to eat during any of the four avodos, that should also be possible. Ubishar kabanos nami yifshlu b'bnuyav. Also other kabanos. This is something unique when it comes to the Karban Pesach. It's unique that you need a guest list only for Karban Pesach. But now that we're establishing that guest list is the same thing as shinoi bailim, it's the same thing of having an owner, so a guest list should be a psul, should be a requirement, and therefore a psul by every other karban. Tosus is about to tell us right now is there's a difference between shinoi bailim and b'nuyav. Shinoi bailim is about ownership. Menuyav is about a guest list. What's the difference? Tosa says, "V'yesh lomer the shalola menuyav, not being on the guest list, aims at shinoi bailim. It's not shinoi bailim. They're very different things. The shinoi bailim lo psila el bezrika. Shinoi bailim is only problem during zrika. Any other vote that's not a problem, like we said above, could go in shochet or makabel or molech, almanas lizrok l'shem acherim. But I'll just read the rest outside. But when it comes to lemenuyav, it's problem during shchita. So we see there's a very big difference." Shinoi bailim is a problem during zrika, and menuyav is a problem during shechita. That's a basic fundamental difference between shinoi bailim and menuyav. There are other differences that other Rishonim talk about, the difference between the two, but we'll leave it like that for now. Okay.
But how can shinoi bailim happen before zrika? Meaning that you're already so deep into the process, all of a sudden the kohen has different oh. Let me do in my machshava that the baal of this korban is Reuven and not Asher.
I think the case is when during shechita I have a machshava for the zrika. I want to shech this.
Oh, during the shechita.
Right.
That when I'm doing the shechita, I'm having in mind the zrika is going to be done for a different baal. That's what shina baalim is.
Usually you do the machshava while you do the action.
Right, so that's what the Gemara spoke about yesterday. Machshava, ein machashim me'avoda levoda or not. Can one machshava during one avoda affect a different avoda? So this is... Right. So now says the Gemara, top of Samech Aleph Amud Beis. Shachdu lemulun, I'm shachting it for people who have a mila, al menas, on the condition she is kaprabo arelim bezrika. So I'm shachting for the mulun, but I'm having in mind though that the arelim should achieve kapara through zrika. Zrika is when the kapara is achieved. So what's the din there? So I want the mulun to eat it because the mulun are the ones who are able to eat it. But I want the arelim to get the kapara.
Arelim is the one that cannot talk.
Arelim the ones who don't have a bris mila.
Oh.
Okay, so can that work? What's the halacha? I shecht it again for the mulim to eat it, the ones with the bris mila to eat it, but I want the zrika and kapara to be for the arelim. So Rav Chista Amar, so this one's going to be a little bit confusing. We'll try to take it slow. We have a half an hour still. Rav Chista Amar, pasul. It's not good, shechita. And Rab Amar, kasher. It is a good shechita. What's the reason? Rav Chista Amar, pasul. Because Yesh Machshavas Arelim Mazrika. It's possible because I had a Machshava about the Arelim and Arelim are Pasul. So since I had a Psul Machshava for the Zrika, that disqualifies everything. And Rab Amar Kasher, Ein Machshavas Arelim Mazrika. No, not true. We do not view that Psul, you can't view from one to the next. The fact that right now I'm doing Shechita, I have in mind Arelim for later on during Zrika, that Machshava will not affect the Zrika. I'm focused on the now, I'm focused on the Shechita right now. The psul machshava for the zrika later on is not going to be affected.
ADD is
unacceptable. Right, exactly. So Gemara is going to explain now. How do they know? How do they know Rabba and Rav Chista whether or not this is true, whether it's kosher or pasul?
How do they know if someone had ADD? You're saying, or how do they know?
And how do they know? Let's say someone did have this ADD, as you call it. They had in mind for a different machshava. Rav Chista said it will be pasul. How does Rav Chista know it will be pasul? And how do you know Rabba thinks it will not be possible? Let's assume there was ADD.
What's the riot,
exactly. What's the riot? What's the source? Let's take this slowly. And we should, this Bryce we're about to see, remember it well because it comes up tomorrow's daf. Oh, so tomorrow's daf is going to analyze the Bryce a lot. So try to remember it well.
The Bryce we're bringing now?
Exactly. The Bryce we're bringing now is for right now, but it's going to be dissected tomorrow even more. So, Amar Rabba, Mina Aminala, how do I know this? That it's going to be kosher, the case above. The Tani, the Braisa says...
What is Braisa?
A Braisa. So we have the Mishnayos, right? Those are the Mishnayos. Those are written by a Rabbanim called the Tanaim. We call them a Tana. The Mishnayos was what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put together as the Mishnayos.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of other texts written by Tanaim which were not part
which
of
the Mishnayos.
No, so the Gemara is Amaram. Gemara came afterwards. During the period of the Mishnayos, which was 200.
So the Rabbi then sees the author of the Mishnayot, and he didn't put all of it?
Exactly.
So whatever he didn't put, it's the writer.
Exactly. Well, not every... There's also something called Tosefta, which has the same thing. Tosefta, at the end of Gemara's, there's also Toseftas in each Masechta. Then there's something called the Brisa, which
it's
is...
all by Tanaim.
All by Tanaim, exactly.
So why didn't put it in?
It could
if
be...
it's Mishnai, Torah Mishnai.
Right. So it's possible there were mistakes. He thought it was a mistake, or we didn't pask in that way, or... Not everyone knew all the brises. It wasn't known by everyone. Everyone knew the Mishnayos. That was everyone knew. Not everybody knew all the brises necessarily. So they didn't have as much credibility to them, the brises. But sometimes we can bring them as proofs. Sometimes we cannot. But if let's say there's an option, the Mishnah says one thing, and the brises says the same exact thing, then the Gemara always will bring the Mishnah. And if the Gemara, let's say, brings a brisa and not a Mishnah, the Rishonim are going to ask, why do they not bring the Mishnah? The Mishnah, it says the same thing. So bring the Mishnah over the brisa. So Mishnah is strong. It's more part of the Mesorah. The Brisim were kind of forgotten, and sometimes we could bring them back in. So whenever you see the Tanya is a Brisa.
Yeah.
Tanan, two nuns, Tanan is a Mishnah, Tanya is a Brisa. So the Tanya, the Brisa says, Yachol yifsol b'nei chabura haban imo. So let's see Rashi here. This is four lines from the top. Yachol yifsol arel. An arel might disqualify the rest of the chabura. There's a chabura of people who are mul, and then the arel is with them. So Rashi says further, "Bnei chabura habarn imo, habam imo, shim nimnu alav mulin vu arel shemesu achiv machmas mila." So I have a guest list. All my guest lists are 20 people who have a mila. And then there's one guy, the 21st person, who's an Ariel, whose brothers received bris milas, but they all died. They couldn't handle the surgery. So this guy was an Ariel. V'shachalahem l'shem kulam. So he shachted for all 21 people. But one person on the guest list is pasul. Yachal yifasel. Maybe he's going to, this Ariel will pasul, disqualify the rest of the people on the guest list. Says the Gemara again, yachal yifasel b'nei chabura habonimo. Maybe the whole chabur should be pasul because of the Ariel. V'dinu, it's quite logical. It's a logic I could tell you the answer. What's the logic? That he's not going to pasul everybody else. Hoil v'arla posel. It's just like arla. The fact that the Ariel he has is posel, disqualifies him from eating the Karban Pesach. And similar to that, we have Vituma Postalis, a different type of psul. Somebody who's Tame is also disqualified from the Karban Pesach. So we see a similarity between Tame and Ariel. Now we can make the following logic. Matuma lo asaba mixes tuma kachol tumim. Just like if I have a guest list, and one guy in the guest list is Tame, he will not make everybody else disqualified. He will not impact everybody else. He's possible, but nobody else is. Af arla lo also but mixes arla kichol arla. So too arla, which is similar because it's also a psul. He cannot eat the karim pesach. So too arla will not disqualify everybody else on the guest list. That's or how we know. It's yeah, exactly. Everybody else is kosher. Oh, or perhaps kol chol derech zu. Maybe we should take the other approach. Maybe there's a different logic we could take and say as follows: Hoyil the arla posel as such, like arla we just said is possible for the karim pesach. Uzman posel, also zman. What does zman mean? Rashi has zman here. Rashi doesn't tell us, but zman means, let's say when the Kohen shechted the Karban Pesach, he had in mind a psul zman, that he wanted to eat the Pesach 3 days later, let's say. And you can't eat the Pesach 3 days later, that's a psul in the zman. So maybe let's compare Arla to a different psul that exists by Karban Pesach, the psul zman. So what's a psul zman? So mazman, also by mixes zman kechol zman. Just like Zman, that it will disqualify the whole entire thing, which means, let's say I only had in mind to eat a kezias of the Pesach outside the Zman, 3 days later. Only kezias, but the rest of it I want to eat within the Zman. That mixas kezias will disqualify the entire current Pesach. So Mazman also bum mixas Zman kechol Zman, just like a little bit, will make the entire thing possible. Af arlo also but mixes arlo kechol arlo. So to apply arlo should also disqualify the entire chabura.
But even if you anus, like we said, it is a machloket. I don't remember who that say if you anus, it's kasher. If you anus, it's not kasher. Regards to Korban Pesach, you are oil because everybody died in your family.
Oh, that one we say Rashi ben Tam according to that. This is still nonetheless.
Because Rashi just mentioned, and we're here.
Right, so you're right, Rabbeinu Tam, right.
But he's mentioning it, Yecholif Sol. What did we read about the Bible?
Right, so Rashi is going to Shitasa, according to his general reasoning. Rashi thinks that he's not Onus. He's not Pazar. He's still Asher to eat it. You're going within Rabbeinu Tam. But I'm saying Rashi thinks... Rashi, he likes your haircut, I think. Rashi says, Rashi is going with Shitasa that he thinks somebody whose brothers die because of the Bris Milah, he is not considered Onus Rachman Apache. He's not completely putter from the Karban Pesach. He still has to bring the Karban Pesach.
But the Korban is Pasul because he cannot eat it because right. He's Avel.
Exactly. Ain't nothing on me.
So I didn't understand. It's Pasul or not?
No, according to Rashi, Rashi thinks it is.
It is possible.
Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's not possible. But we'll leave Rabbeinu Tam. Let's ignore Rabbeinu Tam for now. So now we said, so what's the halach again? When you have an Ariel, part of the guest list, will the Ariel disqualify everybody else from the guest list? Even though everybody else has a Mila, will the Ariel disqualify everybody else? The Gemara said there are two, the Brisa actually says there are two logics. Either you could compare Ariel to a person who's Tameh, which is the person who's Tameh is on the guest list, he will not disqualify everybody else. So to Ariel will not disqualify anybody else? Or do you compare it to Zman, where Zman's possible? That we say, let's say the Kohen had in mind only on a kezias of the Karban Pesach. That this kezias I want to eat outside the Zman. He's mefagel, that's pigel. He had in mind that this kezias is outside the Zman. So that mix of Zman on that one piece of meat will disqualify the entire Karban Pesach. Maybe we should say Ariel also, he should disqualify the entire Chabura. Those are two directions the Brisa wants to go in. So what do we compare to? Do we compare RL to Zman, and everything's going to be possible, everybody will be possible? Or do we compare RL to Tame, where only the RL and Tame are possible, but nobody else? So Gemara says, Nire Limi Dome, which one is RL similar to? So we should say, Donin Davar She'ena Noeg B'chol Zvachim. We should learn something that does not apply to all Zvachim, which is RL is only a psul by all other Zvachim, by only by Pesach, meaning an RL can send a carbon to the Mizbeach. He can't bring it himself. He could have a messenger send the carbon, but he cannot eat the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is different. So we should learn that something that's unique to Karban Pesach, midover from something else, is she'enu noeg b'chol zvachim. Something else that's not noeg b'chol zvachim, which is tameh. So to an RL and a tameh can both send any other carbon. Forget, other than Karban Pesach, they could send any carbon to the Beis HaMikdash to be shechted on their behalf and be makriv on their behalf. Pesach is the only thing that they're excluded from. An RL can't eat the Karban Pesach, a tameh cannot eat the Karban Pesach. So those two are unique, because those are unique psulim to Karban Pesach. Ve'al yochiach zman, and don't bring me a proof from Zman, shenoeg b'chol zvachim. Zman applies to every single carbon. So Zman is very different. It makes more sense to learn RL and tameh from each other, because those are unique to Karban Pesach. And therefore we should say, just like tameh does not passel everybody else on the guest list, so too, RL should not passel everybody else on the guest list. That's the Gemara first wants to say. Oh, maybe kol chol derech zula. Maybe I can take a different approach. Maybe it is similar to Zman. What's the similarity? Danin davar shlo hutar michlalo. Learn something that never, shlo hutar michlalo, never has a heter. There is never a heter for an RL to eat the Karban Pesach. There's never a heter. We should learn that midavar something else, shlo hutar michlalo. There is never a heter to eat something that was possible because of Zman. Something that was pigal. There's never a heter to eat it. You should learn those two together, the al tochiach, and don't learn it out from tuma shehutra miklalo, where there is a heter to eat tame. There's a heter to eat tame. There are a few examples, but which one does Rashi give here? Rashi talked in the case of the Karban Pesach. When the Karban Pesach, if rov tzibur is tame, then you are allowed to bring the Karban Pesach in tuma, and you could eat the Karban Pesach b'tuma. So there's a heter for tuma. But there's never a heter to eat Zman, a psul Zman, and there's never a heter to eat somebody who's Ariel. So therefore, maybe Ariel is more similar to Zman. So the Gemara doesn't know what to do. The Bryce is not sure what to do. Do we compare it to Zman, and therefore the entire guest list should be Pasul, or do we compare it to Tameh, where only that person's Tameh, nobody else? So now the Gemara says, after being unclear what's going on, Tamlomer Zos. The Pasuk says Zos, this. Zos Chukasa Pesach. Now, what does Zos mean? Or at least in the context, Zos means this, but what's Zos coming to teach him? My Zos, the Gemara asks, Ilema dechula arla pasla miktsasa lo pasla. If you're going to tell me that only when the entire guest list is arla, is it going to be possible, but let's say only part of them have are arl, and the other are mul, maybe it won't be possible. Is that what Zos is coming to teach me? No. Hi mi v'chol aral nafka. That's v'chol aral. V'chol aral means, in order for the Pesach to be disqualified, chol aral, all, the whole guest list has to be aral. That's what we learn from v'chol aral. So, what does Zos teach me? Is it not the following? So now, the Gemara seems confusing here. This is what the Brisa means to say. Tam lomar v'chol aral. The Pasuk says v'chol aral, which means kulo arla pasla. Miktsasa lo pasla, only when the entire guest list is Ariel is the Pesach disqualified. But if only miktsas Ariel, it's not pasul. V'chi teima hu adin lezrika. Maybe you're going to say the same thing applies for the zrika when you're sprinkling the blood. Remember, our discussion here is about zrika. We all know when you sprinkle it for the Ariel. So when it comes to shechita, it's only pasul when the entire guest list is Ariel. What about Zrika? Maybe V'chiyatema hua din l'Zrika. Maybe for Zrika also. D'chula arla mia paslas. If the entire guest list is going to be arl, it's going to be pasl. And our case above was, again, I'm shechdiya for the mulin, but I want the Zrika to be for only arelim. So maybe you should think, when you have all arelim, it's going to be pasl also for the Zrika. Tamulom or Zos. That's what the pasuk Zos means. What does Zos mean? Bishchita hu dekula arla mia pasla. When it comes to shechting it, when I shech the Karban Pesach for my guest list, only when my guest list is kulo, entirely RL, is it going to be a pasul Karban Pesach. But Zos, only for the shechita is that pasul. Aval zrika afilu kula arlo. If I sprinkle the blood, even if it's for an entire group of people who are arlo, nami lo pasul. It will not be pasul.
We didn't say that Avel cannot bring korban Pesach. So if the whole guest list is Avelim, who brought the korban? While he's not allowed.
No, the case is, remember, the shechita was done for the mulin, was done for the guest list. But my zrika, I want kavana for the zrika, for kapara, for the arelim.
Can arel bring the korban Pesach?
He cannot be part of the shechita.
No, aren't we trying to be mechaper for the arelim?
Exactly, we're trying to be mechaper for the arelim.
It's a separate part of the avodah. That's what we're saying.
Exactly, we're the shechita. The part of the guest list for the korban Pesach and the eating.
So
of,
arel can bring korban Pesach.
He cannot. But let's say they break
so
down.
If
the segment,
the old guest list is Arelim, so that doesn't make sense to begin with. No, because Arel to begin with cannot be. So
not guest list. Here, I'll explain it this way. There are two elements of the Korban Pesach. There's one element of the eating. Shechita and eating go together. You have to shechita to eat it. There's another element of the kapara. That's through zrika. So the guest list is needed for the eating. You need a guest list to invite people to eat. That's the shechita that you need.
Only.
Exactly. Invite only. The shechita and the eating, there you need at least someone who could eat it. You could have arelim, but as long as they're also mulim, everything's fine. That's where you need the mulim want to have a bris mila. So that you at least need to have someone who's able to eat it. As long as someone who's able to eat it is on the guest list, the shechita and the achila is okay. The arel can eat it, but he won't disqualify the guest list for everybody else. Now the zrika, which is for kapara, nothing to do with the guest list. I want to do the shechitas Pesach, but having in mind that the Zrika is going to give Kapara to the Ariel now. So he learns from here is, when is Chol Ariel? When is Chol Ariel when there's an entire group of Ariel? When is it possible? Only in the context of a Shechita.
So you didn't answer my question. It's a simple technicality question. In Ariel can bring Kurban?
No.
Okay. Now, it says here, ושחיתה הוא דחולה הרלה מיה פסלה אבל הזריקה אפילו כולה הרלה נמילו פסלה. So again, if Arel cannot bring Korban Pesach and doesn't matter how you call it, guestlit, not guestlit, the people that the זריקה or the שחיתה are the covenants for them. If the whole group of that people is Arelim, who brought the Korban?
So that's the mulin, the ones who have bris mila, that's my guest list. I have a guest list of 20 people, all have bris mila, it's their kosher. My guest list is only effective, only needed for my shechita and achila.
So how can it be different guest list all of a sudden?
When it comes, you don't need a guest list for the zrika, that's the point. I could shecht on your behalf for the eating that you're going to be, this is your karm pesach, to bring and to eat. But I want the kapara, which is a secondary thing, the kapara to work for the arelim. They're not a guest list. They're just a group of people who I have in mind.
Okay.
So now the Gemara says that only v'chol ha'arel, only if the entire guest list is arelim, is a pasul. That's only in regards to shechita. But zos chukas ha'pesach, zos, only this, only for shechita are they pasul. When it comes to the zrika and the kapara, kol arelim is not pasul. Kol arelim are kosher. Let's read that inside one more time. Tamalomer zos b'shechita hu d'chol ha'arela mia pasla. Aval zrika afilu kularel, even though my whole group, not a guest list, but my whole group, my whole intentions are for groups of people who are arela, not milo pasul, won't be pasul, v'chitema, so my kula v'zrika. So what turns out is, shechita was more machmen than zrika. Shechita, a kula arel is pasul. Zrika, kula arel, is kasher. So why is zrika more maker? Where do you find the kula by zrika? V'chitema, my kula zrika, de'ein machshavas ochlin bizrika. Does Rashi say? Rashi says this is the last, the narrow line in Rashi. V'chi tema mai kula dezrika, the tema haizosa shchita kai lumute dezrika. To say, what's the logic to say to exclude to have a heter kula for zrika? Hainu kula, this is the kula. Deho lo itzrabe machshavas ochlin eitz dezrika. The shchita gali barachmana. So only the guest list is only relevant during shchita. Shchita is what establishes who's part of the guest list, who's not part of the guest list. Zrika, so Zrika, though, has no effect on the guest list. So if I, let's say I have in mind for Zrika, I want to do a Zrika for my guest list, that won't be affected by anything at all. Zrika has no impact on the Shechita, so we see that there's a Kula when it comes to Zrika. And just like we find the Kula Zrika in terms of the guest list, so too we're able to apply this din, that if I have in mind the entire group of people of Arelim, it will still be kosher, because the Zrika is not going to be affected by this Chol Arela. Okay, that's all the basis for Rabbah. Why Rabbah thinks the case above, in the top of the page, is kosher. Now Rav Chista, who says, no, this case is puzzle. If I have in mind to do Shechita, that a Zrika should be done for Arelim, that's going to be puzzle. Where does Rav Chista know this from? So Rav Chista, Adraba, the opposite, Le'idach Chisa, to the other side of the shoe. How should you read the Bryce above? Tamil Lomar, V'chol Arel, Pasuk says V'chol Arel, Kula Arel, Arel Apostle. If you have a guest list which is entirely Arelim, it's possible for the Shechita. But if you have Miktsasal Apostle, if only part of them are Arelim but others are Mulim, it's a good guest list, it's a good Shechita. So what's the Diak now for Zrika? Aval Zrika, Afilu Miktsasal Nami Apostle. Even if some of them are only Arelim and others aren't, that's going to be Apostle as well. So this is the Machlokas that happens.
This is a lot when David was addressing too. He wanted to understand enough to you.
So let's say it this way. When it comes to Shechita, everybody agrees V'chol Arel is possible. If you have an entire guest list of Arelim, it's possible.
Only Arelim.
Exactly. Only Arelim is possible. V'chol Arel, if they're all Arelim, the Shechita is possible. The Pasuk says Zos. That only applies to Shechita. So what applies to Zrika? You could go in two directions. Either you're going to say Zrika, they're never possible. Or you're going to say by Zrika, you don't even need V'chol Arel. Even Miktsas Arel is going to be possible as well. That's the Machlokas Rabbah of Chisda. Rabbah makes a deal that, no, it's never possible. It's not possible at all when it comes to Zrika. If Chisda says, no, Zrika is more possible. Even if you only have Miktsas Arelim for Zrika, it's going to be possible. While for Shechita, Miktsas Arelim were actually kosher. So it turns out, according to Rav Chisda thinks Zrika is more machmir than that of Shechita. So Gemara wants to know, where do you find the Chumrah? How do you find that Zrika is more machmir than Shechita to say that it's a Chumrah here? Nechitema, who adin the Zrika, the adika kula arela. Maybe you're going to say, no, what do you mean? Here too also, Zrika, you should also say, until you have the entire group of people arelim, lo pasla, until you have everybody. Tamilomer zos, no, shchita hu de miksas lo pasla. When it comes to shchita, miksas is kosher, but zos, only shchita. Ava Zrika, afilu miksasa. Possible. But when it comes to Zrika, even when only Miktas are Arelim, that's going to disqualify the Zrika. V'chitema my chumra the Zrika. Where do you ever find there's a chumra the Zrika? The lo mikav mikva pigal el bezrika. The pigal which we spoke of. If you had this man, you had in mind to have the different man outside this man when you're allowed to eat it, and you wanted to eat it, let's say, I shechted it to be eaten next week, that's pigal. Pigal only takes effect. There's a psul that only takes effect during your machshava of Zrika. If I have machshava pigal during shechita, that will not be considered a pigal. Pigal only affects zrika. So we see zrika has a certain chumra to it, more so than shechita. So just like we have the chumra of zrika elsewhere by pigal, we can apply the chumra here also. That again,
what
that pigal is, the psukim tell us, that when the kohen is sprinkling the blood, he's having in mind that I'm going to eat this karm pesach outside the time I'm allowed to eat it.
So that's a pigal.
Exactly. The Gemara in Zvachim will talk in...
It's outside
this man. Right, outside this man. There are two types of pigles, but there's a difference between the two. There's another pigle outside the makom. I want to eat it outside the makom, I'll have to eat it. Depends on which kachim. Different karbanos are eaten different. Some are allowed to be eaten in harbayis. The karm pesach we eat in harbayis. Different things. There's a psul in chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkomo. Chutz l'zman is a classic pigle. That's kares for doing that. And then chutz l'mkomo is just aser, but it's not kares. Okay, let's just do a few more lines here. So maskif la Rav Ashi mimai dehai v'chol arel kulamashma. Whoever said that when the pasuk says v'chol arel that you need that means chol. Chol means every single one. How do you know it means kula? Everyone has to be. Dilma hai v'chol arel. Maybe the word v'chol arel mashma kol dehu. As long as even just one person is. There's a machokis in general. I think Tosas quotes this, right? Gemara in Sanhedrin also comes up in the beginning of V'chol. He quotes, right, that V'chol sometimes means every, all. V'chol sometimes means koldu, even the smallest amount. So why are we assuming
like
here? Exactly, that's what the Gemara says, koldu. So why does the Gemara say, why does the Gemara assume V'chol means everyone has to be an Arel? Really, maybe it only means a koldu. Even one person, even Miksas Arel will disqualify the guest list. Again, V'chol, Dilma, Hai, V'chol, Arel, Mashmer, Kol, Du, Arla. And then, if that's the case, if even one person is apostle, if one person is Ariel, everyone will be thrown out. And then, Kasa Rachman is Zos. The pasuk says Zos. That only applies to Karim Pesach. Da'ad Di'ika Kula Arla Lo Pasla. See, hold on a second. So what's this question right now? Let me just finish the question. Kasa Rachmana Dzos Da'ad Ika Kula Arla Lo Pasla Lo Shna Beshchita Lo Shna Bezrika. So what's he asking right now? Let's look at Rashi, the bottom Rashi, Maskela Rav Ashi, four lines from the bottom. Maskela Rav Ashi, Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rav Chisda, he's asking. Mimai Dehai V'chol Ariel Adika Kula. How do you know it has to mean every single person has to be Ariel L'Mashma? Denaisi Zos L'Mute Zrika L'Mar L'Chumra L'Mar L'Kula. And the word Zos comes to exclude Zrika. One person goes L'Chumra, one person goes L'Kula. V'tam L'Omer Zos Stikasani Tana Milsa Achrisa Kamar. Dilma, perhaps Zos Tikasani Tana Milsakai, it's referring to Shechita itself. Umine Yalef, and we learn from it itself. Ah, Deino Pulsa Bnei Chabur Habanimo. Ah, this is what it's coming to say. I'll say it outside. Maybe the word Koldu means, the word Kol means Koldu. Even one R will pass everything. Then the word Zos comes to teach me that no, you need the entire guest list to be Arelim to disqualify the Shechita. Zos is coming to teach me something about Pesach itself, by the Shechit itself. And you cannot make a diyuk to anywhere else about Zrika. Initially, again, we know the halacha is as follows. The halacha is certainly true that on a guest list, Miktsas Arelim will not disqualify the guest list. Only if the entire list is a Arelim will be possible. So the question is, how do we know this stuff? If we learn from the word v'chol, that means kulo, the entire guest list has to be arelim to make a pasul, that allows us to use the word zos now to make a drasha, either to make zrika more chamer or more kol. But now Rav Ashi says, maybe the word kol means koldu, even a small miktsas. Even if one person on the guest list will disqualify it. But that's not the halacha. The halacha has to be kulo. How do you know the halacha? So kol means koldu. The word zos comes to teach me, no, you need the entire guest list to be arelim to make it pasul. And now, once that's the case, we don't have the word Zos available to us to make the drashas to learn any halacha to Zrika or not. The Zos is teaching me something about the Shechita to help qualify the word Kol. Kol means Koldu. Zos tells us it means Kulo. And now we can make a drasha to Zrika. That's Rav Ashi's question. Since he leaves off that way, and Rav Ashi is going to explain a different way how to explain the Machlokas, Rav Chisda, and Rava. Okay, I think it was still confusing today, but much more manageable than yesterday's daf. Sure.